This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What up, everyone? Welcome back. This is Dr. Vic and excited to have you here. Thank you for taking time to dive in and listen to this awesome podcast. It's going to be episode that's going to be very empowering for you of what we're going to go through here. Because when we dive into the aspects of life, what if your beliefs can literally rewire your DNA and change things instantaneously? What if it can shift your life massively within the split of a moment? We're going to get into that. There's a new study that came out, and it aligns with everything that I've even shared here about your beliefs in different episodes, different podcasts that we've done, even having guests and talking about this and how beliefs are really everything. And we're going to talk a little bit about more because now we have more science supporting this and so much more. Before we get into everything, I want to just share with you Unlock Your Greatness, 10-week online course. If you're really looking for something that's going to get to the root of all things and help you transform your life and really help to excel, whether you want better relationships, whether you want to have better health, whether if you want to have more money, more success in career and business, this course is for you. It's really returning you back to the essence of who you really are, pure consciousness, having to understand what that really is, understanding how to align to that and how to step into your power, and then what you can do, how to step into your power, but more importantly, how to stay there. So check that out. It's in the show notes. Mindful Experiment Community gets a huge, nice discount on the course. You can check out in there. So let's get in. Your beliefs, right? It can dictate everything. It can change everything in the instant of a moment. And it's fascinating because you think about this in your life and you go, well, okay, well, how's that to be true? Or, you know, what are some things here that you can? But there was a study, and there's a Stanford study that came out and they found something shocking. The mind can rewire the body in real time just through belief. Your brain isn't about observing your life. It's about building it with every thought you repeat, right? So what does that mean for you? Well, how's that sound? Does it sound empowering? Does it sound like you have a choice? Does it sound like there's opportunity maybe to be a, can you be a victim now in this? And I'm not saying that you are a victim, but the point I'm just trying to share is we live in a society, the matrix is about being a victim, that it's not about, it's not, this didn't happen to me. It's because of this event or this thing is why my life is this way. Instead, this is saying, hey, your belief dictates it all. I mean, and I shared this before, and I've written this in my books where I talk about how belief is so powerful. It is so powerful how it takes everything in your life that it literally, what you think how life is going to be in the afterlife. So I've studied a lot of near-death experiences, and it always fascinated me. Who do you think had the most uplifting near-death experience, most blissful, most joyful, right? When they come back, the stories they share with you or in the life-changing experience is unbelievable. And how many of those who were like, let's say, an atheist had the different experience? They talk about how dark it was and how scary, but they weren't scared, but it was dark and all these other things. And then things shifted. And there's a book on it, I think it's called The Proof of Heaven. It's a lawyer, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it was one of those things where he shares his near-death experience. And he was, I believe he was an atheist, if I remember it all correctly. And so it's one of those things where here he is, he's sharing his story and his dark experience. I've had known people who've had near-death experiences, and their belief has guided them every step of the way. You know, they believe that life was, this is not a stopping point. It's not an end. It's a beginning. It's blissful. You're going back with family. You're going to be here. There's all this rejoicing and all this stuff. And it was like, yeah, it was exactly that. But then they said their time wasn't then. So I'm just sharing that to throw that out there. It may seem a little crazy for some people, but there's tens of thousands of near-death experiences. But let's just talk about some of the things that in the study, what they found. And so they had people believe that they had more endurance than what they thought, right? So the person believes it and they go run and they actually end up having more endurance than what they thought they were going to have. I mean, it's just simple as that, where it's just instantaneous. It was not like it was, they had to work this up. They had to, no, it just happened, right? There's another one that says, they told they were genetically prone. I love this one. I'm genetically prone to obesity, started burning calories more slowly after meals simply because they believed it. Isn't that crazy? It's all about your thought and aspects of what it is. And I can relate in my own life how this works and how it worked for me when it came to different things. In business, I would be like, man, I believe this is going to be an awesome month. And guess what happened? It was an awesome month. And when I didn't feel like it was going to be an awesome month, what do you think happened? And I don't know how many times I go through this in my head. It's like, that's why I tell, I had a client one time who was like, I have a bad thing, bad things are going to be showing up. And I looked and I was like, nope, let's not go there. So I nipped that in the butt. The reason why I had to nip that in the butt pretty quick as a coach is because if he believes that, what are you going to get? And the reason why I thought this was a perfect episode to start sharing this time is because we are in a state of flux massively. We're not in humanity's case, the course of where we're going, Earth's, the solar system, the universe itself, the Earth is spinning faster and faster. We're speeding up the spin, right? The solar system, the universe is expanding faster now than ever has before. And the poles of the magnetic north of the Earth is shifting faster towards Russia. So you can Google all this stuff. You don't have to believe me. And I tell people all the time, don't believe me. Look it all up. But things are speeding up. There's massive flux and shift. So what does this mean for you in your life? Timelines are shrinking. You can jump timelines. Timelines are just basically, here's where I'm in my life now. Here's where I want to go. Well, the gaps are shrinking. And if you can really believe this, then this will happen for you. I always tell people, just believe it. Just believe that you have the power to create and choose whatever it is. Just believe it. Because what else do you have to lose? Whatever you're going through, whatever struggles, challenges, those kind of things, well, you're going to go through them. What if you just believe that, put a belief for whatever you want to dictate it to be? And this is where the power of Unlock Your Greatness comes in. That's why I have the course. It's because it dives into, I emphasize so hard on this, where it's like teaching people the actual power of what they have. And the belief is the biggest one. I shared this in my third book, Decoding the Matrix, and I talked about the conditioning of the mind, and that if we believe in something, of how powerful our mind is, how powerful visualization is. I'm a chiropractor. Chiropractors know the body better than anybody. They study it in full detail, not just anatomically, structure-wise, muscular joints, and all these other things. They also look at things physiologically. The most equipped for holistic health and so forth. But that being said, I'm not going to get on a box with that. But the point I'm trying to bring that up is because even for myself, I understand muscle physiology. I spent a whole year studying it in school. And to understand how the neurons connect, the different sensors and the fibers, different muscle fibers, slow twitch, fast twitch, what that means, how to shift and change the body, what to do to, you know, all this stuff. And what if I told you that you don't have to work out and you can still get in great shape? Well, the science proves it. Now, it's not as good as working out. Let me clarify that. And I'm going to mess up these numbers a little bit because it's been over 3 years since I've saw the study. But what I do remember is this. They did a study and they're looking at the bicep. They called it flexion at the elbow. Okay. And they wanted to see, they have people do a certain type of workout for a certain period of time. I don't know if it was 4 weeks. I don't know if it was 8 weeks. So again, I apologize. I'm going off the spot here, just sharing this with you. But long story short, they did the study and they looked at a group that did the workout. Physically, they did a group that visualized and believed they were going to get bigger. And then they had another group that did anything. Well, end of the day, the one that did anything actually lost some strength. That was expected. The one that worked out, I think it was like 53% growth, okay, of the bicep. Okay, that's what they were, the strength, bicep, looking at that perspective. But here's the fascinating part. The people who didn't work out and believed they would just by visualizing it, they grew like, I think it was like 20%, 30%, something like that. It might have been a little less. But either way, the point I'm trying to share with you guys is because this study shows the power of visualization, what it can do when you believe in yourself and how much you can shift and change in that moment. They did a study. This one is a kid playing a piano, right? And so they have one kid who practices, never played a piano before. They both never played a piano ever. One is actually practicing every day for an hour for five days. They checked their scan, the brain before, and they did another scan after to see have aspects of the brain start to change blood flow and other things to show that they are rewiring. They're starting to teach the brain new patterns. So that one did physically. The other one visualized it every day for an hour, acting like they're playing the piano, just seeing themselves playing it, doing all this imagery work, visualization, and so much more. At the end of the 5 days, they looked at both. They both had the same changes. Pretty cool. They've done this in free throws and basketball. They've done this so many different ways. And it always ends up showing up that the they don't, you know, the power of visualization, believing that. When I was 8-ish years old, I was drinking green tea. And I believe that just drinking green tea, I was going to lose about 10 to 15 pounds. Now, I was already in good shape. I wanted to just lose some weight a little bit. And I just told myself, me drinking this green tea every day is going to have me lose weight. So one night, I had my dad's friends over and at the house, and I went to had a cup, and he's looking at what I'm drinking, and it was green. And he's like, what do you got there? I said, it's green tea. He goes, what do you drink that for? I said, I'm going to lose weight. And I'm going to do it. He goes, does it work? I said, I don't know. But I'm just telling you, I just said I'm going to drink this to lose weight. Well, in the 30-some days, I lost about close to almost 15 pounds. I think it was all inflammation. But at the same token, I lost the weight. I said I was going to lose weight, and it did. I believed in it, and it happened. The belief is so powerful because, and I'm going to bring some neuroscience into this now. When you believe convicted within yourself that you are going to succeed or that you are a good person or that you are in great health, you know, our belief is writing the code to life. It is the code writer. You know, a lot of people believe we live in a simulation, and there's a lot of truth to this, right? There's coding systems that work in certain ways that keep us within a certain framework. That's why there's the matrix and all this that holds the codes. We are, as humans, are starting to learn how to step out of that coding system and can pick up to where we want to go. And it's pretty cool stuff. So I'm going to get into that. This is not a podcast for that. But the point I'm trying to bring up, though, is that there's codes to everything. And your belief is what dictates what that code's going to write. And then everything has to follow. That's consciousness. Consciousness writes the code. When you choose from your essence, that's consciousness choosing. We know for a fact consciousness alters matter. We know that. We have studies on this. You know, I know the observer effect, and there's one thing about the observer effect that people still say, well, when you observe something differently, it changes it. And I was listening to a physicist one time, and he said, actually, that's not true. And I was like, well, hold up. Everybody's been talking about that. Everybody. And I did a podcast on this. And in essence, it's how you define it. So I was like, how do you define it? It's how you measure it, right? It was how they measured it, really, is what they said changed it. And I said, well, great. It's how you define it. It's what you believe. Because what you believe is what you give energy to. Remember, life is meaningless unless you give with energy you're giving it to. Then it starts to take its course from there. So when we look at the belief, you are setting the code, the rules of how it's supposed to play. And you can take this so far, literally. If you believe you can live forever, and you truly hardcore believe that, then you can make that a reality for yourself. The reason why we don't is because what do we think when you get older? Well, when you get older, you have more issues that happen. When you get older, this happens. I worked with a lot of patients in the last 15 years. And it fascinates me how many people, and I'm not going to say this thought never ran across my mind. When I talk about living to 100, a lot of people are like, no, I don't want to live that long. And I'll be like, why not? Oh, no, you know how many issues I'm going to have? I'm like this and that. And they go down a whole laundry list. And I sit there and I go, yeah, but what if you had the opposite of that? What if you can live an active lifestyle? What if you still drive and do all the things you enjoy? Then would you want to live to 100? Like, well, yeah, who wouldn't? And so it's understanding the belief. I have a belief about my health that the older I get, the younger I get. And right now, where I'm at in my life from a physical standpoint, I've been saying this for a long time. I said in my early 30s that I'll be in the best shape in my 40s and I'll maintain that for the rest of my life. I believed it. Didn't matter what. I just know that if I put my energy to that, I'd be that way. And it has been panning out so far. I'm going to be 42 next week and I am in the most physical peak state ever. And it's one of those things where just committing, you know, to that. Somebody said, well, you're just committed. It's discipline. It's what you do. I did the discipline side before. This is different. Things just come up. Like things just happen. Like it's a different energy. I don't know how to explain it. And I believe that it's going to work out the way it does. And sometimes I'm hard on myself because I only work out maybe 3 days a week. Maybe I'll try to get four. And if I'm lucky, and it's one of those things where though, I'm like, oh, you're supposed to work out 5 days a week to get to this shape. I'm not working that much out and I'm still in that shape and I'm still gaining. I'm still growing and so forth. And so I find it fascinating because again, it comes back to the belief. What did I dictate it's going to be? Same thing with business. I started a chiropractic. I got back into chiropractic last year. And now I'm running three offices right now, which is a little on the crazy side. I'm very stretched thin. From a business side, as a business coach, I'd probably be going, hey, maybe narrow your energy down a little bit. I'm the type of guy I can handle a lot at once. It actually keeps me calmer, which is weird. But long story short, It's one of those things that I keep telling myself, my practices will grow organically, and I'm going to have to put little work into that. And I keep telling myself, it's a belief I have. Now, some people say you're starting up. I was reading a post, somebody was saying you have to work 90 hours a week minimum when you start up in order to be successful. And I look at that and I'm like, yeah, the old system, not the new one. I know I have clients that I've worked with where we worked on this belief and shifted it to where we looked at them and said, hey, how do you dictate what your success should be? How do you dictate their starting business? And I said, what are the rules that you think you have to oblige to in order to be successful? And they hammered them out. And I said, now, if you got to choose, do you like that list? They're like, no, I don't like it at all, but I just know this is what it is. By who? And that's when we started to change things.
Come here, Maya.
So when you look at these rules and you look at these parameters, you got to be careful what you're telling yourself. You got to be cautious of these different things because what you believe is what it's going to become. Whether how a relationship is, how your health is, how your business runs, your own aspects, and so much more. So I'm going to challenge you as we wrap this up. I want to challenge you that for the next 30 days, I want you to truly wholeheartedly believe one thing in one aspect of your life that you're going to focus on. And every day you're going to wake up every morning declaring it. This is my new belief of what it's going to be. At night, you're going to say thank you and look at the aspects of little subtle things of gratitude, of showing up what is showing you that there is. And if you need have a little more fun with this, do it a little experiment by saying, hey, universe, show me this in the next 48 hours, or show me something weird out there that says, hey, I'm in alignment with this belief and it's starting to show that shift. And I promise you, you will see something drastically different in your life. So I hope this appeased a little bit. I'll have a link in the show notes for the study on this and how you can dive deeper in this and so much more. It has been an honor and a pleasure. And if you like this episode, please go ahead, text it to someone, share it with them so they can help elevate themselves, change their belief, understand the power of who they are, because the beliefs are literally rewiring your DNA. Your body listens more to your beliefs than it does to your DNA. And if we can focus on that, it changes everything. Thank you. My name is Dr. Vic. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.